Join us for the second annual AFA at the Arc.
Myself and Tony Ventagliano, his family and my family, and several of the other staff members at AFA.
Tickets include transportation from the hotel to the museums, both tours, and special presentations by Answers in Genesis speakers. AFA has reserved a block of rooms at a discounted price with the Marriott Cincinnati Airport Hotel. To register, go to afa.net/events and join us for AFA at the Arc.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong.
Yes. And welcome to Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman today. I am joined in studio by Brother Bert Harper. Good morning, Bert.
Good morning. It's good to be with you again, man.
You've been on the show two of the last 3 weeks.
Listen, I ran out of questions quickly. I don't know how you guys do it every week, man.
Well, folks, we were talking just before the show started. During the course of the week, things will pop into my head, or I'll read something, or I'll hear something, and I will email the question to myself. By the end of the week, I've got a bunch of questions, you know, kind of lined up. Now, we do have someone on the program. He's not actually a rookie. This is not his first time on the show, but he's pretty near rookie status.
Yeah, I'm not very seasoned.
This is Jonathan Coker, who's our director of radio.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. So we're trying to energize Jonathan because he's basically in yes, no mode.
Right. That's what I told
him. How many times? Is this your second time or third?
No, this is like third or fourth,
I think. Oh, okay. All right.
We've been on together one other time before when two guys were out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Tim and JP were both out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so it's good to be with Jonathan, not be the only visiting professor.
I will say this. Jonathan is actually really good at trivia. Yes, he gets a little nervous on the radio, even though he's director of radio.
Well, I do better behind the microphone instead of in front of the microphone.
Yeah, but you do really well on trivia. By the way, if you're wondering where our two normal professors, well, there's nothing really normal about them.
Abnormal.
usual professors. Tim is at a speaking engagement, and JJ wanted me to pass this along to our listeners. He's doing stand-up comedy and then a message at a community-wide fun night this Sunday night at Bethlehem Church in New Albany, Mississippi. If you're in the Northeast Mississippi area and want to catch JJ, it is always a wonderful night when JJ is speaking anywhere. But this Sunday night at Bethlehem Church in New Albany, Mississippi, food, games, prizes, and more. It is a ticketed event, he said. But all the details are on his Facebook page, JJ Jasper Official. JJ Jasper Official. Thanks, Ed. You're the best. Oh, I'm sorry. That was the rest of his text message. So
now we know why I read it.
Thanks, Ed. You're the greatest. All right, folks. It is Trivia Friday. This is what we do on this show. The three of us, we three professors, will have three questions each. We're going to set those up for you here in just a second. So you have a total of how many questions, Jonathan?
Three. Carry the one.
Yeah. Nine questions. Now, Brother Bert, the one of those nine questions, there's something special about it.
It is the mystery question, and we don't know exactly. You don't know which one it is.
Yeah.
I pray Brent does, you know. So
our producer.
So he will ring the cowbell. And if you hear that, that means you have answered the mystery question correctly. And guess what? You'll win this awesome, awesome cap, AFR. And the colors are neat, man. And
they're nice. I bought one for myself. Yeah. They're really nice.
Okay.
Good hat.
AFR ball cap, or Tim calls it a trucker's cap. And yeah. It's kind of the new – we did have for a long time the – well, for a long time we had the T-shirts, Trivia Friday T-shirts. Then we went to the travel mug, and now we have the ball cap.
Last week we gave an extra cap away, but it was to a girl who had the T-shirt, the mug, and now she had the cap. She had all three.
Hopefully she's received it already in the mail. By the way, it is first-time callers. You heard that at the top of the show. So what that means is if you have – never been on the air with us. You may have called and tried, but if you've never been on the air with us, today could be the day when you get your opportunity. So we're asking that folks who have been on with us refrain from calling. Get yourself a nice sandwich, a bag of chips, and some salsa. Listen to the fun. But first-time callers only, here's the number, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get on the program with us. And folks, I'm just telling you, I am looking at almost a blank slate up here on my computer. So now's the time to call. You know, step in front of your brothers and sisters in the line. Push them out of the way. Get on the air with us. 888-589-8840. First-time callers only. We also have one other criteria for callers, and that is if you call if you are 11 years old or older. If you're under 11, we ask that you just wait. Just wait a year. We do need to have some sort of a limit on the lower end. We're a bunch of old guys. Sometimes it's hard for us to understand some of our younger calls.
Yes, Jonathan is entering old age.
Yes, I am.
Youngest son went to school yesterday as a senior.
As a senior in high school. Oh, that's my youngest son.
Youngest son.
And my oldest son is about to start his second year of college, so yeah. That's... And I got a birthday next week, so yeah, I'm feeling pretty old.
So what birthday next week?
I'll be 45.
45. Oh wow, that's just so old.
I remember when.
I have a birthday on the 26th of this month. I turned 66. Just like the route. Just like Route 66. No one travels on anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah. All right. I think we got all the rules and regulations out of the way. We'll just go in this direction. Bert, myself, and then Jonathan will have the we'll set up the questions. We'll give Jonathan a couple extra seconds to collect himself, and then we'll get going. We'll go right to the phones.
Okay. I've set myself up to always have an Andy Griffith show and a Bible question. So starting off, I always have two of those. Here's my Bible question. Who were the four friends that came to talk with Job after the devastating events in his life? Who were the four friends that came to talk with Job after the devastating events in his life? Here's a geographical question. Which state has the four largest cities by area? They're all in one state. The four largest cities by area is in one state. What state is that? And then here is the Andy Griffith question. And I had to test this out, and I had to make it a multiple choice because some of the fans said they did not know that. But anyway, here it is. What gift did Barney get his parents for their wedding anniversary?
Wow.
You already know
I know the answer.
Okay. It's okay.
And I think Andy says, you're a fine son.
You're a fine son. That's exactly right. Was it a washing machine, a television, or a septic tank? I'm going to stop there.
Okay. All right. All right. Here are my three questions. By the way, I have, for some reason, I've had the topic of Civil War on my mind. I don't know why. It's just come to me. So I have a number of Civil War questions. I'm going to only have one in my initial three, but I do have several others if we get to them later on in the program. So here's my first question. During the French Revolution, between 15,000 and 17,000 people were killed by what instrument of execution? During the French Revolution, between 15,000 and 17,000 people were killed by what instrument of execution? Second question, Major League Baseball's New York Gothams eventually became known as what team? Major League Baseball's New York Gothams eventually became known as what team? So this goes back to whatever it is, the 20s. But they became known as a different team with a different name. Third question. I told you, for all you students who are listening up until Election Day, I'm going to have one of these questions every single Friday. So here it is. It's an election question. Who were the presidential candidates in the 2000 race for the White House? Who were the presidential candidates? I'm talking about Republican and Democrat, not third party or independents. Who were the presidential candidates in the 2000 race for the White House? All right, Jonathan.
All right. So here are my three questions. Question one is, what is the largest mammal in North America? What is the largest mammal in North America?
So you got to know what a mammal is.
You got to know what a mammal is.
Okay. And not a mama.
That's right.
Mammal.
Okay, mammal.
I got not, and the answer is not me after I eat at a Pizza Hut buffet.
All right, question two, and apparently great minds think alike because I've been on a Civil War kick as well, okay. So I have a Civil War question as well.
That leaves me out, Dan.
All right, so my second question is, who became a Union general during the Civil War at age 23 and was nicknamed Boy General?
Wow, I don't know the answer to that.
Who became a Union general during the Civil War at age 23 and was nicknamed Boy General? I will say it's not just, it's a familiar name, okay. And I'll leave it at that.
All right.
Question three. In 1860, what was the weight limit for a person to be able to ride for the Pony Express? In 1860, what was the weight limit for a person to be able to ride in the Pony Express? Those are my three.
All right.
I now, love them, man.
Yeah, great questions. Folks, by the way, you can look these up. We do encourage research, and so...
But you don't have to write a paper.
But you don't...
Woo, right, you amen. Don't have,
no essay questions allowed, answers allowed either, too. So make your answers as short and concise as you can. All right, Brother Bert. People have lined up now. Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to Ohio. Serena, thank you for calling.
Hi.
Yes, you're on. Thank you. What part of Ohio are you calling from?
Plain City. About 20 or 30 minutes from Columbus.
Okay, right in the center of Ohio. Mm-hmm. Well, do you have a question or answer or both?
Both.
Okay, which question do you want to take a stab at, Serena?
The mammal.
All right. Here it is. What is the largest mammal in North America? What's your answer?
It's the blue whale.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry. That's a good guess, though.
But you, now you're talking about a land. It would have to be a land animal. She said blue whale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I should have said that. I'm sorry. That is true. I should have said a land mammal.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's so, Serena, you did nothing wrong. This is all
fault.
On Jonathan.
This is my fault.
This is all on.
Oh, it's okay.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah. Mistake. I'm the new guy here. Okay. I'm the new guy here.
Hey, do you have a question for us that you can accurately ask?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead, Serena.
What year was the first iPhone released?
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Serena, so don't say yay or nay. Okay, I want to say it's 2004 or 7. I can't remember.
I think it may be 2008.
2008?
Maybe 7. It's either 7 or 8. That's how I remember that.
Okay. Do you have a guess?
No.
All right, we're going with the rookie.
We're going to say
2008, Serena.
Three strikes and you're out, man.
No, we need it. All right, well, we're going to go with 2008.
Okay. Actually, 2007.
Jonathan.
I said it was either 2007 or 8.
All right, well, hey, listen, 2008 – Serena, you don't sound like you're old like we are. So were you young enough to get one when they first came out?
No. Okay. I actually just looked it up.
Oh, okay. All right.
Research.
Well, I'm going to just confess something here. When the cell phones first came out, my wife and I got our daughter. She was in high school. we got her a Motorola Razr phone, and I just mocked cell phones. I did. I just thought they were just kind of gimmicky, and everybody wanted them, and they were the cool thing to have, kind of like pet rocks when I was growing up. But boy, was I wrong.
Man, I did not want one. I was pastoring, and I love not being available.
Sometimes screen those calls.
I mean, when you're available 24/7, it changes everything.
Right.
So
yep.
I would get in the car and have to go somewhere. I didn't worry about that.
Yeah.
And so, but sooner or later, yeah, I got on board.
Yep. I'm sorry, I was away from the phone.
Yep.
That's right.
No, we can say
that. Hey, Serena, thank you. And we appreciate you calling very, very much. Okay, our next caller is in Texas, and it's Tyler. Tyler, are you happen to be from Tyler or somewhere else in Texas?
I think I'm a little farther south. I'm in a small town called Tomball.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Tomball?
Yeah, Tomball, Texas. Isn't there a county with that name as well?
It's Harris County.
Harris County.
It's a German town.
Okay.
Huh. All right. Yeah. Well, Texas is a big place. Yeah. I'm sure there's lots of towns I've never heard of. Well, Tyler, welcome to the show. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd love to do both, please.
All right. Which question would you like to answer?
I'm going to try and tackle your baseball question.
All right. Here it is. Major League Baseball's New York Gothams eventually became known as what team, Tyler? What say you?
I think it's the San Francisco Giants.
That is correct.
Wow.
They became known as the New York Giants, but now there was a football team by that name as well. And then they moved to the West Coast.
Wow.
And became known as the San Francisco Giants, but they were originally known as the New York Gothams, Gotham City.
Gotham City. Mm. I didn't know Batman was around that long.
Yeah, that's the Gotham City was based on New York City in the Batman comics, but it was a fictionalized city. So, hey, excellent job. So, Tyler, did you just engage in a little deductive reasoning?
My grandpa was a big baseball fan, so believe it or not, he's had hundreds of boxes of baseball cards stashed in his attic, and so now he's started to clean them out. So, as we clean them out, he kind of tells me little stories, things he knows, and that was something he told me a couple weeks ago. I was like, wow, what are the odds of that? So,
wow,
I thought it was my time to call in.
So, did you have a card from that era when they were the New York Gothams?
No, he just happened to have a bunch of San Francisco Giants cards and I asked him why. And he was just intrigued in all the old baseball teams, and so he just picked some of these up. But no, he's 74. He actually got out of back surgery yesterday. And he's finally back home. So it was a quick turnaround, but it was good to talk to him and pick his brain about the baseball knowledge.
Sounds like you're close to your grandfather. That's
grandparents and grandsons.
Yeah, that's
they're awesome. I'm telling you. Tyler, you got a question for us?
I do. So down in Texas, we love our ice cream. Bluebell is big. So my question is, it's kind of a two part question. In 1905, two brothers opened up Bluebell. I want to know what they originally served, and I want to know when they switched and started to sell ice cream.
Okay.
All right. So, Tyler, don't say anything while we pool our ignorance here for just a moment.
I'm not even answering.
What do you say?
Ice cream, would it be with milk products, some kind of product? It would be an easy
transition,
but. That's not
okay, Tyler. Let me see if I make sure I understand. They didn't initially start selling ice cream. They switched over to ice cream. You want to know what that original product was, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So what might it be if
butter?
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Butter and then maybe okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna go with butter, Tyler.
That is correct. In 1907, they were called the Glennon Creamery Company, and in 1911, they switched to make the wonderful Bluebell ice cream we all know and love.
I'm glad they switched, too.
Although I will say this, I've said this before on the air, I only started eating real butter on toast about 3 years ago, and people say, what? Now, of course, I ate food that was cooked with butter, but growing up, all the scientists, quote unquote, all the dietitians and health experts were saying butter was bad for you. So all I remember around our house, no real butter, was all margarine. Wow. And I didn't like margarine. So up until about 3 or 4 years ago, I ate dry toast because I could not stand margarine. And my wife said, hey, I don't want the rest of this. She had a piece of buttered toast. You want it? I said, all right. And I thought, oh, my goodness.
This is what I've been missing.
Yes. Yeah, I was in my 60s, went my whole life, because science, quote unquote, told us all that butter was bad for you and margarine was good. Now I think they've swapped.
It's swapped.
Yeah.
Hey, wait on the science. It will change.
Yes.
Just wait.
All right, Tyler, thank you so much, brother. Hey, great question. And I'm with you. I'm glad that they switched to Bluebell to make ice cream.
Okay, the great state of Arkansas, and it's Janet. Janet, thank you for calling.
Margarine, horrible for you. That's
yes.
Clogs up the artery.
Well, where were you? Where were you 50 years ago?
Okay, Janet, what part of Arkansas are you from? Janet? Janet.
Janet, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I am here.
Okay. You were breaking up for a minute.
Okay, I'm turning my TV down.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You want to answer or ask or do both?
I'm going to do both.
Okay. Well, first of all, I got to ask the Tim Wildman question. Where are you from in Arkansas?
Bigelow, not too far from Toadsuck.
I know of Toadsuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the most unusual names in America.
One of our listeners years ago sent me a t-shirt
with a
toad on the front, and it said Toadsuck.
Wouldn't a cap look good with Toadsuck on it?
Yes.
I think they need to market
would.
That.
Yeah.
Can you buy official gear from Toadsuck, like a cap or a t-shirt that has the name on it, Janet?
Yes, they actually have a store called Toadsuck Store.
Huh. Well.
And you can go in there and buy almost anything you want.
I've got a new thing on my bucket list.
Yes. Yeah, on your bucket list. Toadsuck Day.
Yep.
Yeah.
First weekend in May.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer, Janet?
I want to try the French Revolutionary War.
All right, here's the question. During the French Revolution, between 15 and 17,000 people were killed by what instrument of execution?
Was it the guillotine?
It was a guillotine. Now, Janet, here's what we're going to do. If you can correctly spell it without looking it up, we're going to send you a cap. It won't say toad suck, but it will say AFR. Can you
okay.
spell guillotine?
I'm going to try. Let me see. Guillotine.
That is correct.
Wow.
You spelled
Yay.
It.
Great job.
Yes.
Man.
So,
on its way.
Yeah. So make sure, I know you got a question for us. When you get finished. When you get finished with us on the air, don't hang up. We'll put you on hold and get your information.
Okay.
All right. What is your question for us?
It's an Arkansas question.
Okay.
What city in Arkansas did Babe Ruth practice? I think it was spring training, but I'm not sure.
We had this not too long ago. Somebody asked us this.
I think I was listening that day and heard that, but I cannot.
It just shows I should pay more attention.
Surely, shouldn't be Little Rock? It's
No, it was, I don't think I had heard of it. All right, what's the answer, Janet?
Hot Springs.
Hot Springs. That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Hot Springs.
Yes, I did actually go visit that area. It's very interesting history.
The ball travels further at Hot Springs.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Not too far from Toadsuck.
Janet, I'm going to put you on hold. Cindy Roberts is going to get your information, and you have won yourself a brand new AFR ball cap. Well done on the spelling. So, all right, folks, we're going to take a short break. You are listening to Trivia Friday here on the American Family Radio Network. Bert Harper, Jonathan Coker, and Ed Battagliano are your professors. When we come back after this short break, we will reset our questions. I'm going to have to add to We're going to reset our questions and go back to the phone lines. It is first-time callers today, 888-589-8840. The number to call. We will be right back. According to a recent study of hundreds of post-abortive women, 60% of women reported that they would have preferred to give birth if they had received more support from others or had more financial security. And that's where Preborn steps in. Preborn is there for women in their darkest hour, deciding between the life and death of their precious child. You see, the reality is women are being pressured to make this fatal decision and are being told that their babies are just a clump of cells. Preborn welcomes women with God's love and introduces them to the beautiful life growing inside of them, which doubles their baby's chance at life. When you support Preborn, you not only support women, you empower them. Your donation of $28 will help a woman to make a choice that she won't have to regret for the rest of her life and gives her the ultimate blessing, life. Your love can save a life. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or visit preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
But he saves the poor from the sword of their mouth and from the hand of the strong. So the helpless has hope, and injustice has shut its mouth.
American Family Radio.
Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man, with an eye like an eagle and as tall as a mountain was he. Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man. He was brave, he was fearless, and as tough as a mighty oak tree. From the coonskin cap on the top of old Dan to the heel of his rawhide shoe, the rippin'est, roarin'est, fightin'est man the frontier ever knew.
I just wanted to listen to the whole thing. I know usually we kind of end those a little bit early, but I have that on my Spotify playlists. I do, with all my other Western. I do. I have a playlist that's all Western songs, and I have that one. I just love it. Yeah. I love the show when I was a kid, and it's just a great song.
Amen. So, what other American character did Vess Barker play?
Davy Crockett.
Davy, can you get any better than that?
Davy Crockett and Daniel Boone.
Yes, both and.
That's like playing Superman and Batman.
That's exactly right. Hey.
All right, hey. Bert Harper, Jonathan Coker, Ed Vitagliano, we're your professors today here on Trivia Friday, the number to call. It's first-time callers, so if you've never been on the air with us, today could be your day. Here's the number to call, 888-589-8888. All right, guys, we got to reset our questions and then go back to the phones, Brother Bert.
Okay, here's the Bible question. Who were the four friends that came to talk with Job after the devastating events in his life? This question, second one, which state has the four largest cities by area? It's all in one state. And then the Andy Griffith Show program, my trivia question is, what gift did Barney get his parents for their wedding anniversary? Multiple choice, make it easy for some folks. Yeah. A washing machine, a television, a septic tank. Which one of those?
All right, I have to add two questions. Here's my leftover question. By the way, if you're just tuning in, you can plan a little bit for Trivia Friday. I will have one of these questions every week up until November 5th for our election. So here's my question for this week. Who were the presidential candidates? I'm referring to the two main parties, Republican and Democrat. Who were the presidential candidates in the 2000 race for the White House? The presidential candidates in the 2000 race for the White House. Who were they? Second question. This one's pretty easy. This makes up for some of the hard ones. What does ATM stand for? You know, so you drive up to the bank to get some cash out, quick cash this weekend. You're going to go to the ATM. What does ATM stand for? And then another Civil War question, not our Civil War in this case, but in starting Civil War in the ancient Roman Republic, what action did Julius Caesar take to start it? In starting Civil War in the ancient Roman Republic, What action did Julius Caesar take to start it? And those are my three questions.
All right, here are my three. Question one, what is the largest land mammal in North America? Question two is, who became a Union general during the Civil War at age 23 and was nicknamed Boy General? That's my second question. And last question for me is, in 1860, what was the weight limit for a person to be able to ride for the Pony Express?
Okay.
All right. Let's go to the phones, Brother Bert.
Let's go to Texas, and it's Karen. Thank you, Karen, for calling.
Thank you.
Well, we're...
I live in Deadwood, Texas.
Oh, man, you know, you already are ready.
Yeah.
Deadwood.
That's a great Texas name for a town.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Deadwood.
That is awesome. Y'all have any dead weight around there? No, don't answer that.
Probably.
Okay.
You're talking to one.
We don't think that's true, Ms. Karen.
Listen, Karen, do you want to answer or ask or do both?
Well, I want to answer and ask.
Okay. Go ahead.
The Julius Caesar one.
All right. Here's the question, Karen. In starting a civil war in the ancient Roman Republic, what action did Julius Caesar take to start it?
He crossed a river.
Yeah, can you name the river?
Nope.
The Pecos.
All right. Karen, nope. I tell you what.
It wasn't the Red River, I know that.
No. Okay, you are technically correct. He crossed a river. However, I'm gonna say no to the answer because the name of the river is important because it became an expression down through history about taking a step that cannot be reversed. So you want to take maybe another step stab at it?
Oh, no. My husband is the one that said he's crossed the river, so I figured I'd sound real smart and say that because I don't know anything about Julius Caesar.
Okay. But you do like his salad dressing, but...
Yeah.
Okay, tell your husband he is technically correct, but I do want the name of the river. It's important for the point that's being made. How about...
No, I'll have to be sure and listen for that.
Okay. All right, what's your question for us?
Do you know what the international boundary marker is in Texas? There's only two in the United States, and Texas has one of them.
International
boundary marker.
Boundary marker. So it's not just a boundary, it is a marker.
That's a new one on me.
And it's not the Red River.
I don't know that. Man, I can guess for that.
I don't either.
I have no. Well, it looks like it would be in El Paso for me, but I don't know. But what is it? We don't know, Karen.
It's the Republic of Texas Granite Marker. It's a boundary marker located at the Louisiana-Texas border, near the junction of Texas Farm Road 31 and Louisiana Highway 765, southeast of Deadwood.
So now that it's an international boundary?
Yes, sir.
Huh.
Yes. Wow.
And only two of them, and the other one I read is in Mobile, Alabama. It's called Elliott Stone.
Huh. Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know anything.
She didn't know the name of the river you were looking for, but she knew the longitude. Way to go, Karen.
That's right. That's right. Hey, Karen, thank you so much for calling and for being on with us today, and you have a blessed weekend.
Take care of Deadwood, right?
Take care of Deadwood.
Okay, let's go to Indiana and talk to Jane. Jane, thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, what part of Indiana? Are you north, south, or central?
I'm southwest. I'm from the center of the universe, Freelandville, Indiana.
Oh, wow.
Center of the universe. I was wondering where that was.
I've been looking. I bet that's a boundary marker.
Yeah. That is a solar system boundary marker.
It really is. Hey, Jane, do you want to answer, ask, or both?
I'd like to do both, please.
Which question?
Oh, the Andy Griffith question.
Oh, good. Listen, you would have broken, my heart would have been broken, nobody answering this one. Okay, here it is. What gift did Barney get his parents for their wedding anniversary? Let me ask you this. Do you know without me giving you multiple choice?
We knew without you. Yes, we knew without it. It's a septic tank.
That is right. Way to go. That is one of the, I was telling these guys, that's one of the best shows and one of the best scenes when they're on the front porch there and Andy's eating an apple with his, you know, slicing it with his knife and Barney's waiting on that car from Misery's List.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. What, are you that's an Andy right. Griffith show fan watcher?
Must
oh,
be.
Oh, my. Every night. We don't have any cable TV or anything, but we watch a lot of Andy Griffith and I Love Lucy.
Listen, those two they great, just can't, great they can't make them like that anymore.
That's
right. That is
the thing. Jay, I've said on the air before that for a long time while our kids were growing up, we had no cable. But we had, when we did have cable, we recorded 2 hours every night of Andy Griffith episodes. And because I think it was on TBS or something. And when one came on that we didn't have, I mean, that we did have, we wouldn't record it. But if it was one that we didn't have, we would record it. And we played those after we got rid of cable. We played those so often, our cockatiel could whistle the entire opening song to Andy Griffith. No lie, the whole thing.
Wow. And,
hey, Jane, you're my kind of person, like an Andy
That's
Griffith.
Right.
Amen.
We love you guys. We went to Israel with Tim in 23, and Walker and Wesley, and we just had a great time. So we love AFR and AFA.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening. Continue to pray for us. And they are, by the way, working on setting up for year from this October 2025, kind of a spiritual heritage tour to Boston. So they do have one.
Are you going to lead the tour?
No, I'm not going to lead the tour, but I'm going to try to talk my way onto it.
So I have returned.
Yes, I have returned. Yeah. You guys may want to think about joining them. That'll be a brand new tour, and there's plenty of historical sites to see in the Boston area, and a few good places to eat where you can get some clam chowder. Or some lobster. You may want to check that out next year. All right, what's your question for us?
My question is, what city and place did Elvis Presley play his last concert before his death?
Ooh, his last.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Jane. Guys, I'm just going to say I like Elvis, but I'm not a fan. I don't know you. Would it be Vegas?
If she would have reversed that, I could have gotten it. You know what I mean?
The first?
Yeah, the first.
Well, you need to save that for a question.
Yeah.
Hey,
I don't know if
I would say Las Vegas is the most possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not knowing because he played there so much. But with her asking that, I doubt if that's the answer. But I have no earthly idea.
I've seen it before, but I can't remember what it is.
Okay, Jane, you're going to have to tell us.
It was Market Street Arena in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, we should have.
I would still never have gotten it. All right, and so that was the last concert he played before he died?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. So are you a fan, or is this just a question because it's Indiana?
No, really not. I just, when I heard the Andy Griffin question, I got so excited that I called in, and then I didn't have a trivia question, so we thought of that. But
okay,
that's good.
Well, Jane, I got something to say. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, Jane, no, don't encourage him, Jane. Don't encourage that.
Elvis has left the building.
That was actually good, Brother Bert.
All right, thank you, Jane. You and all yours have a wonderful weekend and a blessed day in church on Sunday.
Yes, we do. Let's go back to Arkansas and talk to
Why
Debbie.
Not?
Yeah, Debbie, thank you for calling.
Oh, hello.
Yes,
we like that kind of enthusiasm.
We do.
You sound like you're probably an enthusiastic person, no matter what.
I'm a very enthusiastic person.
I don't know any of those around here.
I consider myself one of those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what we all think about when we think of Jonathan. Man, Mr. Enthusiasm. Not Mr. Laid Back, Mr. Enthusiasm.
I decided when I got through and talked to the operator, and then I've been on hold, and then you surprised me just now.
Well, surprise, surprise.
Listen, sometimes we surprise someone, and they've gone to the kitchen to make a sandwich or something because we're shouting, hey. So, well, welcome to the program. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right, which one you want to try to answer?
Are you going to ask me where I'm from?
Oh, yes.
Get with it.
Oh, man. All right, where are you from in Arkansas?
Toad Suck.
Eureka Springs.
Springs. Yeah, beautiful.
That just
right outside Eureka Springs.
That fits you, okay?
I don't know how to take that, but okay.
No, here's why. Because people will say, Eureka. They're all excited. I found it. And so that's what I meant by it.
It was a compliment, baby.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful place, though.
All right.
All right. So I'm going to go with the easy question, the ATM.
All right. Here it is. What does ATM stand for, Debbie?
Automated teller machine.
That's correct. Automatic. Did you guys know that? Was that? I thought maybe it was too easy, but you got to throw
that
an easy one
easy.
In other words, if we knew it, Jonathan, it's
that
easy.
I wanted to do the Barney and the septic tank, and then I missed it. So.
Yeah. Well, I knew that if Jonathan and Brother Bert knew automatic easy. Teller machine, that it was probably too easy for most folks.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it was too easy.
Yeah. So you're an Andy Griffith fan then, I guess, because you knew the answer to the other one.
Yes, I did.
All right.
Hey, we gather Andy Griffith Show fans.
Yes.
There is a fan club, Rerunners fan club.
Really?
And get material and everything. It's pretty neat. Okay, what's your question for us, Debbie?
Okay. In 1923, cotton swabs were invented. A man invented cotton swabs because he saw his wife twisting cotton around a little piece of wood. So he invented the cotton swab. The name was changed to Q-tips in 1926, but what were they originally called?
Ooh.
Cotton on a stick.
cotton on a stick. And that sounds like something a guy would come up with.
Yeah, it would be, man.
I think I'll call it cotton on a stick. I don't think I've got a guess for that.
This is
how much idea I have on this. I have zero idea. Brother Bert?
Man, I was thinking about what Q could be shortened to, you know, or it could be shortened from. I have no idea either.
You stumped us, Debbie. What's the answer?
They were called baby gays.
Baby what?
Yeah, you heard me. Baby gays.
Baby
G-A-Z-E?
Because he said every time he saw his wife use them on the little baby's ears, it would make her laugh and tickle. And that's what the word meant back in the day was happy.
Yeah.
And so it made a happy baby.
Well, I'm glad for their sake they changed the name.
Yes. That was the extra credit point. Do you know what the Q stands for now?
Oh.
That's extra credit.
What the Q?
Quotient.
I'm going to say quick tips. Quick.
No.
No? All right.
Quality.
Quality. Quality
Q
tips.
Stands for quality.
With it starting with Q, we had a limited number of guesses, you know? Q in the encyclopedia was not very thick.
Yes,
guys.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, Debbie, well done. You stumped the professors. So thank you so much.
According to Ed, that's not very hard.
No, that's not hard.
for any of us. I don't think I've answered a question correctly all shows.
Okay, let's go to Bryson in Georgia. And according to my information, Bryson, you're 13 years old. Is that right?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, man, have you started back to school? I guess not. Are you homeschooled or what?
I'm currently homeschooled.
Well, great for that. So you stay in school all year, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What part of Georgia, Bryson?
Waycross, Georgia.
Waycross. Waycross. There's some songs about Waycross, Georgia. There really is. Hey, Bryson, do you want to ask, answer, or both?
I would like to do both.
Okay, which question do you want to answer?
America's largest land mammal.
All right. What is the North America's largest land mammal?
A bison.
That is correct.
Wait a second. Did you hear that? Did you hear that bell, Bryson?
I did.
That, you know what that means, right?
I get something.
You do.
Tell them, Bert.
Okay, you have earned an AFR cap or hat, as some people call them. I always called them caps when they were like this. Hats, we're all the
hats
way around. Yeah,
cowboy hats.
But it was AFR, and it fits all sizes, so that's going to be great. You can, according to homeschool rules, you might could wear this to school.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So congratulations, Bryson. Good work.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Bryson, that means when we're finished with you on the air, please don't hang up. We'll put you on hold and get your information so we can stick this in the mail for you. Okay?
Okay. You all have right. a question for us, Bryson?
I do.
Okay, we're ready to
so
try to answer.
On the ark, on the ark, Noah let two birds out the window. What two birds did he let out?
Okay. All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here. Were they were doves?
Dove, yeah. And?
Oh, yeah, it was another one that didn't.
Raven?
Yeah.
Was it a raven?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going with the pastor.
What did you say?
Dove and a raven.
That's correct.
Oh, for the bird.
Hey.
I forgot about the raven.
Yeah, man. It would eat meat. See, doves will not contaminate itself with flesh, but the raven would, and it had a lot to live on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. I've given a warning for that one. I'm sorry.
No, that's hey, that's all right. I've contaminated myself with flesh. I
mean, be sure.
I'm a meat eater.
Yeah, don't hang up, Bryson.
Yeah, we're going to put you on
Ed's
hold.
Ed's going to put you on hold and give Cindy your address.
All right, before we go to the back to the phones, guys, let's reset our questions. I will have to add some more. I'm having them
man, they're taking
left and right
today.
You're killing me.
Okay, I've got two left. I'll add one. Who were the four friends that came to talk with Job after the devastating events in his life? And which state has the four largest cities by area? One state has the four largest cities by area. Here's my new one. Which is the only state to border just one other state? Which state in the United States is border only to one other state?
I'm going to have to think about that one.
Okay.
All right, here are my three questions. I just have one original question left. Who were the presidential candidates in the 2000 race for the White House? And I'm just talking about the Republican and Democratic parties. Who were the presidential candidates in the 2000 race for the White House? Second question, in starting a civil war in the ancient Roman Republic, what action did Julius Caesar take to start it? Now, someone already answered correctly. Yes, crossed a river, but I want the name of the river. And then third question, which American Civil War battle had the most casualties? By that, I mean deaths and injuries. Which American Civil War battle had the most casualties?
John? All right. Here are my questions. Question one is, who became a Union general during the Civil War at age 23 and was nicknamed Boy General? Second question is, in 1860, what was the weight limit for a person to be able to ride for the Pony Express? And since my last question was just answered, I'll have to add one, and that is, what is the most common men's shoe size in the United States?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Man. And a shout out real quick to Mark Williams from Blackshear, Georgia. He actually sent that question in a while back, and I said, I'm keeping that one for myself.
Blackshear, right. Georgia. My brother, who's a Methodist, you know, not necessarily United anymore, but he pastored there at Blackshear.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You ready to go to the phone?
Yeah, let's
go
ahead.
More?
Let's try to get one more before the break.
Okay, Megan from Illinois. Thank you, Megan.
Hey.
12 years old, am I right?
Yeah.
Well, man, we're glad you got through. What part of Illinois?
I'm from, like, the Shawnee.
Shawnee? Like, Shawnee, yeah. Illinois?
Okay, well, great. We're going to hurry on this one. Do you want to ask, answer, or both?
I want to do both.
Okay, which question do you want to answer?
I want to answer the shoe size.
Oh, good.
Okay. All right, what is the most common men's shoe size in the United States?
I want to say a 10.
That is incorrect.
Sorry. Megan, let me just tell you, that was my guess, was 10. So this will be interesting. I want to know the answer when we get to it.
I'm wondering if it's up or down from 10, you know?
Yeah. Well, you can't give that away.
I can't give it. Man, would I be an easy professor?
Yes, you would.
Yeah, I know I would. I'd give it away. Hey, Megan, you got a question for us?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
In what county in Illinois is Garden of the Gods?
Oh,
Garden of the Gods. What is
in that? Illinois? I thought that was out in Colorado. I've been there.
I've never heard of it.
I hadn't either in Illinois. Garden of the Gods. Sure couldn't be in Chicago.
I don't know.
It sounds like a thing. It might be in Springfield, which is the sounds like a great name. Springfield and visit the Garden of the Gods. Hey, I don't know.
That's our music, Megan. We're coming up to the break. What's the answer?
Pope County.
All right. Now, what is Garden of the Gods? Give us a 10-second answer here.
It's like a place where you can, like, go hike and, like, see really, like, high places.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, sounds like
I learned a
fun
lot
alley.
Today. Yeah. This is Learning University.
Yeah. Yes, it is. All right, Megan, thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you for listening to Trivia Friday. And, folks, that is the name of the program. Bert Harper, Jonathan Coker, and Ed Vitagliano, your professors. You are listening to the American Family Radio Network. Folks, we are going to take a 5-minute break for news. And when we come back, we will reset our questions again, and then we will go right back to the phones.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.